If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
Sleeping and Waking, Recreated. Written and read by Molly Moore. When I wrote this piece, Michael and I were still in a long-distance relationship. He was in the USA and I was here in the UK. Later that month, he would get his visa and move here, and 18 months of mainly being apart would finally come to an end. We used to sleep together on Skype, but because of the time difference, he would get to watch me sleeping during his evening, and I would do the same during my morning. I wrote this piece whilst watching him sleep. I see him sleeping, the early morning light illuminating his shoulders and back and highlighting the curls of his hair, the steady rise and fall of his chest as he breathes the deep, slow breaths of sleep show me he is in deep slumber. I sit and watch, mesmerised, studying his back and neck, memorising every line, mark and shape, imprinting the image of him in my brain so that I can retrieve it later when I need to. He turns in his sleep and stretches, the muscles of his shoulder and forearms standing out as he tenses. I can see his face now. He lays flat on his back, his arms thrown up above his head, his face soft and relaxed in sleep, and the urge to reach forward and gently kiss his lips is almost overwhelming. And I can see my place, where my head lays on his shoulder. It's right there, taunting me, making me yearn to crawl close and snuggle down. I know that my body fits perfectly against his. I know how his skin feels against mine, and I know that if I laid my head there, his arm would instinctively encircle my back and his lips would graze the top of my head with a kiss as he pulls me tight into him. I know that as I lay my arm protectively across his chest and breathe in a sigh of contentment, the scent of him would hit me. For a moment I would lay and breathe him in, circling my body tighter against his, until I too started to drift off back to sleep. I want to reach out, just touch him, trace the line of his body with my fingers, and brush them across his lips as he sleeps. He turns again and faces me now, and I can tell by his slightly restless movements that he will wake soon. I've watched him enough to know this, but for now he settles again and I resume my vigil. I wait for the time when I shall be back by his side, close by for him to reach out to and touch, should he so desire, sleeping my own peaceful slumber until he wakes me with a touch or a kiss or even more. My mind starts to wander now, the thought of his hands on my body, making my thoughts turn from sleep to passion. I draw the sheet back from his body as he sleeps. He shifts and sighs, but does not wake. I lay for a moment, my head propped up in one hand, and admire his glorious body as he lies before me. His strong, masculine chest and shoulders delight me, but my eyes are drawn down between his thighs. His cock lays flaccid against his thigh, one of his legs drawn up slightly, and the other laying flat on the bed. I reach down with the tip of one finger and I trace a line down the side of his cock. Again he stirs, but he still does not wake. I slide further down the bed and kneel up beside him for a moment, studying his face for a few seconds more before I lower my head and take his cock gently between my lips. It is soft and warm in my mouth. I hold it still for a moment, tasting him, and something else too. Me, I think. He tastes of me from the night before. My tongue flickers and dances around the tip, and instantly I can feel him growing hard for me, his cock filling my mouth more and more with each flick and rub of my tongue. I pull back slightly as the head of his cock starts to push against the back of my throat, but then I open wider and take all of him back inside my mouth. He groans, and the sound excites me further. I know he is waking, his body coming alive from my mouth, and I reach up and run my hand over his chest, finding one of his nipples, circling the small bud there with the tip of my finger. He stretches out beneath my touch, and I glance up to his face. His eyes are still closed, but I know from his breathing that he is no longer really asleep. I start to slowly suck his cock in and out of my mouth, the saliva running down my chin and onto his balls. He is fully hard now, and I want to see it. I lift my head and let it slip from the warm grasp of my lips. It stands up from his body, tall and proud, glistening with the wet juices from my mouth. As I wipe some of the saliva from my chin with the back of my hand, I can still taste him and me on my tongue. I reach out with my hand and take his cock firmly in my grasp, and as I run my hand up and down his shaft, I bring my lips down to meet the head of his cock again. He slips between my hot, wet lips, and I close them tight around the rim of his head, holding him there, my tongue dancing all over the head, licking and tasting and pushing into the slit at the top. Suddenly, his hand is on the back of my head, and his fingers grasp a handful of my hair and push. For a moment, I struggle, push back against his hand. I'm enjoying myself, being in control, feasting on his cock for my own pleasure. His grip tightens, and he growls as he forces himself into me. Holding my head firmly in his grasp, he pushes his hips upwards and buries his full length deep into the back of my throat. For a moment there is a struggle as I try to push back, his cock filling my mouth so unexpectedly that I am gagging and fighting to be free of it. But he holds me firm and steady and waits for me to submit to his will. He knows it will happen. Finally, I am still, and then it starts, the slow rise and fall of his hips, my head held tightly in place, my lips open and my mouth full. I kneel by his side, his fingers locked in my hair as he takes his pleasure in my mouth. Move that tongue, slut mine. Let me feel you licking me like the greedy little slut you are. I obey, his words like fire to my body, heating me up, making me drip. I can feel his cock starting to thicken in my mouth, and with his other hand he grasps my forehead and holds me even tighter. I look up at him and try to meet his gaze, but his eyes are focused on my lips as he watches his cock slide smoothly in and out of my mouth. The look on his face of desire and lust makes me growl, and the vibrations on his cock make him jump and leap within my mouth. He comes hard, growling and groaning, holding my head even tighter, his fingers gripping my hair in such a way that I cry out as he fills my mouth. His hips jerk and twitch as he pumps hot, sticky cum into my throat and across my tongue. For a moment, my throat and mouth are flooded, and it takes all my concentration not to gag. But then he loosens his grip and I pull my head back ever so slightly, allowing me to finally swallow. With great greedy gulps, I savour the salty taste of him, and as his body falls back to relaxation, I grasp his still hard cock in my hand and slowly milk the last few drops of his cum from him, watching with delight as they bead at the end of his cock. I wipe them on my lips and turn to look up at him. My face is flushed and my hair is a mess and I'm out of breath. His cum glistens on my lips, and I know that my juices flow between my thighs. My pussy throbs and aches for his touch. He reaches up and draws me into his embrace. "Good morning, sir," I mumble into his chest. His reply, "I love you, slut mine." Now he wakes for real and smiles up at me. You just came, sir, I say.
I did? Was it good for me?
And so I read him what I have written whilst he slept. And by his response, I think it's pretty safe to assume it was indeed good. If you like this story, you can find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.